for agenda item six to receive and file. Accept a motion and a second for approval of items 6A through 6B.
I'll move the item.
Second.
It's been, roll call, please.
Director Sullivan?
Aye.
Director Pauli?
Aye.
Director Corona?
Aye.
Director Record?
Aye.
Director Slosson?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Let's go to agenda item seven, which is the calendar review. Nicole?
Good morning, President Sullivan, members of the board. There are no new events to report at this time. We do have a busy calendar. Starting on page two, we have the board's master calendar for the next 2 weeks. Tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., Director Sullivan has an update meeting with the general manager in Paris. And at 9 a.m. for Director Sullivan as well, EMWD will be meeting via conference call with some representatives of the Texas water community.
Thank you.
And at 11:30 a.m., the Joint Inland and Orange County caucuses will convene via WebEx, and that's for Director Record's calendar. And for Director Record's calendar as well, we have the Metropolitan Water District Finance and Insurance Committee agenda review meeting at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. Sorry about that, Director Record. At 4 p.m. tomorrow, the Board Administrative Committee will meet, and that's for Directors Pauli and Sullivan. The Metropolitan Water District Board and Committee meetings will be held on Monday, June 8th, and Tuesday, June 9th for Director Record's calendar. Tuesday, June 9th at 3:30 p.m., the district has an interagency meeting with Elsinore Valley Water District, and that meeting will be held at Elsinore's office for Directors Corona and Pauli. And that's at 3:30 p.m. On Wednesday, June 10th at 7:30 a.m., Director Corona has an update meeting with General Manager Jones. Thank you. Thursday, June 11th at 7:30 a.m., Director Slosson has an update meeting with the General Manager.
Thank you.
And that will be held in Moreno Valley at 7:30 a.m. Rancho California Water District Board meeting is scheduled for June 11th at 8:30 a.m. Director Corona will attend. And Thursday, June 11th, we have Director Record's update meeting with the General Manager at 2:30 p.m., followed by the Board Planning Committee meeting at 3:30 p.m. for both Directors Corona and Record. And Director Pauli, we have a placeholder for the Winchester MAC meeting, but it doesn't sound like they'll be resuming their meetings yet.
Okay.
For next week, based on their website.
Okay.
On Monday, June 15th, we have the Cal-DSAL Executive Committee teleconference at 11 a.m. for Director Pauli. And on Tuesday, June 16th at 9:30 a.m., the SAPA Commission will meet, and that's for Director Slosson's calendar. Moving to page three of your report, we have some upcoming dates with the board's attendance noted. Please let me know if you have any interest in attending any of these events. The upcoming board meetings are on schedule, as well as the committee meetings. And just a note for the July 9th planning committee, we are looking at a reschedule just to avoid a conflict with a meeting per Director Record's calendar. So I'll reach out with some dates. We're probably gonna propose July 8th, but we'll reach out to you, Director Corona. And Director Record. And the interagency meetings and district holiday schedule are listed on page four. Are there any questions or changes to the calendar that we should
No, I'm just curious. On June 19th, they're going to have the Riverside County Water Task Force speaker series. It's going to be a virtual meeting. So are they going to publish who's going to be the speaker? And
yes, all that's going to be put out.
Be forthcoming.
Pardon?
It'll be forthcoming.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
All right, with that, we'll go to each one of the directors' reports on their attendance. Director Corona.
Yes, I attended the Temecula Student of the Year awards via Zoom. It was a great event. Interesting watching. That was my first Zoom event, and watching cats and dogs running across the screen, but the kids loved it, and it was a good event.
Okay, Director Pauley.
Yes, I had a meeting with the Deputy General Manager where she was briefing me as some of our social distancing when people return to work, some of our work from home plans, and it was a very good discussion. I look very forward to figuring out how we are going to have employees with the work from home program in this new environment, and I think we're going to be very successful and could be a leader here at Eastern. So I look very forward to seeing that rolled out. So thank you, Laura.
Okay, Director Record.
Thank you. MWD meetings, IRP, and exec. I think Paul handled the IRP in his general manager report this morning, so I don't need to go into that. Exec was pretty standard.
Okay. All right. For myself, I did attend the Paris and Menifee Student of the Year program. I just thought it was very well done. It's just kind of nice to see these five to six, actually all ladies, be awarded some very significant scholarships to some very nice colleges. So I thought it was very well done. I did attend the NWRA legislative webinar. I thought it was interesting. They did talk about a number of things that they are trying to do, so we'll see how we follow up on that one. I did attend on Monday the WRCOG meeting. We had three updates on basically it was on how COVID-19 is affecting the county in terms of business and some other issues. I had a public and governmental affairs update yesterday with April, and I, you know, it's always interesting to see how, you know, we can actually contribute to some of the things that go on in the public affairs arena. Also, I did yesterday attend the SAPA Ambassador Program. It was a virtual conference. They had about 35 people on that conference. Amanda Fine just did an incredible job of the outreach and the things that EMWD does, and cited a couple of programs, one being Quail Valley, on the amount of outreach that's done, not only with the district, but some of the other folks on the conference also chimed in about the way that we outreach also with the contractors and some various other aspects of the program. I just thought it was very well done.
All right, President Sullivan?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dave Slauson. I did have two meetings to mention.
Okay.
First was the Chamber Business meeting on May 27th. And there was an update from several city officials, and then update from a number of local businesses discussing the impacts of the coronavirus, et cetera, on them. This is before the latest protest, and so I don't know what sort of impact that's going to have. I don't think too much. And we discussed when we're going to open up the next monthly Wake Up Moreno Valley breakfast. We haven't scheduled those yet. And then yesterday, I did not go to the, I wanted to, you know, listen into the ambassador program, and I'm sorry I missed that. But the I attended the PA-23 and PA-24 meetings.
Right.
And got a few things done. One, the SARCUP consultant on the PA-23. And then of note on the PA-24, it was clarified that SAPA would not be sending out letters regarding the brine line rate increases. So that'll be independently with each agency. That concludes my report.
Thank you for that update. I appreciate that. Okay. Do we have any director comments on future agenda items? I only have one comment. I was going through the paper this morning on public notices, which I usually try and do every day just to make sure something doesn't slip by. And there's an There's a LAFCO meeting on June 25th for a water district, which piqued my interest, and I looked at it, and it was actually Beaumont Cherry Valley. But Beaumont Cherry Valley is extending their sphere of influence down to, if I read it correctly, down to Gilman Springs Road. And so I was wondering, you know, we just may want to pull that up and just look at it, because sure. They're annexing a lot of ground to the south. And, you know, my other was, you know, how are they going to get water for that large, it would appear to be a large annexation area. So
it was a sphere of influence change?
It was a sphere of influence change. With that, do we have any other comments from any of the directors? Okay. Council, we have any reason for a closed session today?
We do not, Mr. Chair.
All right. With that, then, if there are no other comments, we'll adjourn to the next regular meeting on Wednesday, June 17th at 9 a.m. And thank you, everyone, for the attendance today.
Thank you. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.